The Pentagon is getting ready to release a report tomorrow, one that could determine the future of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the 17-year-old policy that bans gays from serving openly in the military. For most of the past year, a special task force has been hard at work. Its mission? To understand how repealing the ban would affect the troops and what practical changes might have to be made. NPR's Rachel Martin reports.
A lot of the big questions surrounding Don't Ask, Don't Tell aren't just about what happens in war zones. They're about what happens back home on base, where professional and personal lives intersect. And one of the most obvious questions is also one of the most complicated.
The issue immediately arises, what are the rights of gay partners?
Anthony Cordesman is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
Do they have insurance benefits? Do they have medical care? Do they have the legal equivalent of marriage?
These are questions in the civilian world that the U.S. government has left up to the states. If Don't Ask, Don't Tell is repealed, the Pentagon may have to come up with its own answers. Will legal gay marriages be recognized in the military? And if not, will gay partners get the same benefits as straight married couples? What about their children? Will they get the same free education benefits as other military kids if their parent is deployed abroad? Overseas bases. Cordesman says that brings up a whole different set of questions.
For example, there are countries where it would be very difficult to take a gay partner. The law simply prohibits that or creates almost draconian penalties.
He says that could force the Pentagon to renegotiate the agreements it has with foreign countries where U.S. troops are based. There's also fairness. Cordesman wonders whether openly gay troops will be treated as an official minority group, like gender and race. Will sexual orientation be considered in efforts to improve diversity within the force?
Are you going to create any kind of balance in terms of promotion? Are you seeking balance in terms of leadership? Or do you just totally ignore all of these factors?
Gay rights groups aren't ignoring all these questions, but they're definitely not playing them up.
We're talking about no big deal here.
Clark Cooper is the executive director of the Log Cabin Republicans, a national gay rights group. He's also a captain in the Army Reserve. Clark says, yes, there are big issues that will have to be addressed, but he insists that in the short term, repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell will mean nothing more than an extra bullet point in a training presentation.
Every year, every service member gets a series of briefs, and so probably what will happen is there'll be an additional bullet that will say, in addition to harassing somebody based on their race or sex, you can't harass somebody based on their orientation either. So nothing big.
Congress has been divided on what to do about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. A handful of Democrats and Republicans, including Susan Collins of Maine, have said they want to see the Pentagon's report before voting on repeal. Collins says, sure, there will be a lot of bureaucratic issues to work through, but the military has adapted to major change before.
I suspect that a lot of the same arguments were made when President Truman decided to integrate the armed forces. I'm sure that there were the same cultural questions asked, and it was something that needed to be done. And once the policy was changed, the armed forces reacted very well, and I think that's what will happen in this case.
Senate Democrats are hoping to bring the issue to a vote before the end of the year. If the ban is repealed by then, Clark Cooper of the Log Cabin Republicans says the most immediate change will be that for the first time, gay service members can bring dates to the annual Christmas party. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.